Now let me move on down. And the Lord said unto me, take unto thee yet the instruments of a foolish shepherd. Now this is a picture of Antichrist that is to come. For lo, I will raise up a shepherd in the land, who shall not visit those that are cut off, neither shall seek the young one, nor heal that which is broken, nor feed that which standeth still, but he shall eat the flesh of the fat and tear their claws in pieces. Very frankly, what we have here in the 11th chapter, the first part of it presents the good shepherd of the sheep, the good shepherd that gives his life for the sheep, sold for 30 pieces of silver over to the people and then delivered into the Roman government who put him on a cross. But that cross became a place of redemption. It became the brazen altar of God where the Lamb of God was offered that taketh away the sin of the world. He was the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. We had that in the first section. Now we are presented with the foolish shepherd. And this foolish shepherd is not coming until later, much later than the first shepherd. Why? Because there is an interval that takes place that Zechariah very candidly is not concerned with at all. He's prophesying to a remnant of people that returned, and if you think that he had in mind the church of the 20th century, may I say to you, I think you're way off base. Because actually, there is an interval here, and the foolish shepherd will be coming after God completes his purpose in the church and turns again to these people. And I read verse 15 again, and this section rather hurriedly. The Lord said unto me, take unto thee yet the instruments of a foolish shepherd. For lo, I'll raise up a shepherd in the land who shall not visit those that are cut off, neither shall seek the young one, nor heal that which is broken, nor feed that which standeth still, but he shall eat the flesh of the fat and tear their claws in pieces. Well, he'll shear the sheep and kill them for food, but he himself will not be a shepherd to the sheep. That one that's coming is the Antichrist. The Lord Jesus says, I've come in my Father's name. You would not have me. You rejected me. But if there come one in his own name, him ye will receive. And very frankly, I thought in the beginning of my ministry that we must be far from that because you didn't have the climate in the world or the psychological background for the appearance of a man like that. But we've come a long ways since I was a young minister. And today, as I look about me, I think the world's ripe for him. I don't mean that I think that he's coming shortly, because I do not know that. Only God knows that. But I am confident of this, that any false shepherd that appears today, if a man appeared on the scene today that had the credentials, and the Antichrist will have them, that he could bring peace in the world and bring out of this chaos that we're in today, he could bring a cosmos, he could bring order, and that he could bring prosperity to the world. Do you think the world today would ask whether he came from heaven or hell? I don't think they'd care, because they take just about anything today, and that's true of every country. Right now, the world is not blessed with great leaders. And certainly, our nation is not. So we're ready for the man when he comes. That doesn't mean he's coming tomorrow. Maybe a long time off. But we have the climate for it today, which we didn't have when I first began in the ministry. And God says he's going to be one that's really going to take the world for a ride. He'll be the great deceiver. He'll present the big lie. And the world is ready for it.